Welcome to Earth Eats, a show of real food and green living. I'm Annie Corrigan.
And I'm Chef Daniel Orr.
We've got rhubarb on the brain today at Earth Eats. We'll make a rhubarb compote and then use it in two recipes. First, as a dessert with strawberries, and then the next recipe is an accompaniment to local goat cheese. But first, here's Mia Partlow with a look at this week's news.
The Los Angeles United School District has become the latest school system to ban flavored milk from the lunchroom, partially in thanks to food celebrity and TV star Jamie Oliver, and in congruence with the example set by public school districts like Washington, D.C., the LAUSD has decided the negative effects of these artificially sweetened beverages outweigh their nutritional benefits. Chocolate and strawberry flavored milks have 24 grams and 28 grams of added sugar, respectively, which is as much sugar as found in Coca-Cola and Mountain Dew. Soda has already been banned from most schools, so supporters say this is the next logical step to a healthier lunchroom. Those who oppose the ban, like the dairy industry, say the sugar is necessary for children to enjoy drinking milk and thus receive the calcium and other nutrients they need. The USDA announced a new initiative last week that will provide assistance to schools offering unprocessed, locally grown, and locally raised agricultural products. By unprocessed, the USDA means foods that haven't been cooked or stuffed with preservatives. Freezing and slicing are perfectly okay. It's a part of the Healthy, Hunger-Free Kids Act that President Obama signed last December. But some are skeptical, including famed chef and local food advocate Alice Waters. While she agrees with getting vending machines out of school hallways, offering kids local food options isn't enough. She says, quote, "We can't be sure that kids even understand what nourishment is all about." And do you trust your organics? News this week may give you pause. The nation's largest name brand marketer of organic eggs, Organic Valley, is being accused of not giving its chickens enough time outdoors and thus violating federal organic standards. But what does it mean to be outdoors? The USDA doesn't specify. According to a spokesperson for Organic Valley, their practices of confining chickens in porches have been certified in California, which is where the farm in question is located. Porches provide the birds with a roof and a floor, but this setup does not allow them to forage naturally in pastures with direct sunlight. For more news updates like this, follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. Just search for Earth Eats. For Earth Eats, I'm Mia Partlow.
A compote is basically fruit cooked down with sugar. Add whatever seasonings you like, and your compote could work just as well in a dessert as in a savory first course. We'll be using rhubarb today, which is not actually a fruit, it's a vegetable. Unlike some vegetables, you definitely cannot eat the leaves on a rhubarb plant. They're toxic. But waste not, want not, Chef Orr suggests grinding the leaves down and using them as a bug repellent.
Now, I grow rhubarb in my garden, and you can see it right here. It has a long stem, almost like celery, and then a big, big leaf, almost like an elephant's ear. What you normally do is get a nice big crop of rhubarb in the late spring, early summer, and then you let the plant grow back through the late summer and into the fall, and that what that does is it re-nourishes the root system, so then next spring you'll have more rhubarb. So you don't want to cut your rhubarb too late into the season. All right, so we bring the rhubarb into the kitchen. What we're going to do is slice it up, and today we're going to make a rhubarb compote, but you could use it in many of the same ways that you use an apple butter. Again, you could serve it with pork, you could serve it with duck, or you can use it as a pie filling like we're going to be using today. And rhubarb has kind of a sweet, sour flavor, so it does work well with meats that have some fat in them. Also would be good with game. Okay, to this we're going to add some sugar, and that will start pulling out the moisture in the rhubarb. A little bit of lemon juice in there to get it going. Again, playing off that sour flavor. And basically what we're going to do is we're going to let this cook down until it almost purees itself. It's almost like celery now, kind of crisp and crunchy. But as it cooks slowly, you can add a little more water if you need to. It will become very, very soft and mushy and then turn into almost like an apple butter consistency. What we have here is a pre-baked tart shell. This is puff pastry. We're going to fill the inside with some of this rhubarb and top it with the strawberries. Now what I've done is I've macerated the strawberries with a little bit of strawberry jam so they're nice and shiny. All right, a couple sprigs of mint, and you've got a perfectly wonderful, easy dessert that just tastes like summer in Indiana.
Strawberries are also in season these days, and that's what we'll be focusing on in next week's episode, so make sure to listen for that. In the meantime, let us know what you're cooking, share your recipes with us, or let us know what you think of this episode. Our email address is eartheats@gmail.com. For this next recipe, we had a friend bring in some rhubarb.
These are some that actually Chef Bob, who you've met on other episodes of Earth Eats, grew in his garden. So you couldn't get much fresher than that. He picked it this morning. Okay, so you just rip off those leaves, and we're going to stew it down with some sugar. So just cut it into little pieces.
Is this something that we could eat raw?
It wouldn't hurt you, but it is kind of sour if you want to have a little taste of it.
All right, here we go. Oh, that is not good. Really potent.
You can also make this compote. It'll keep in the fridge for 2 or 3 weeks. Her face is still...
It's just not going away. That's horrible. You have to wonder who the first dude was who picked this. You thought, you know what? If I stew this down with some sugar, I bet it's going to be tasty.
You know, the first things that came up in the spring were really celebrated. You know, the wild herbs that I talk about. All those things were the first grains people had seen for months. A lot of them are slightly... bitter, like the dandelions. I usually like to dress them with some honey mustard vinaigrette. But, hints of spring peeking out from under the ground was just something to celebrate. So rhubarb is one of those things. Add about a cup of water and about 2 cups of sugar. Okay, we're just going to cook that down. I'm going to add the juice of 1 lemon. Okay, and then it's really up to you how you want to season this. Today we're going to put some ginger in it. And when the ginger has nice, smooth skin, you don't really need to worry about peeling it. And the best ginger, if you ever see it in the market, is when it's really, really young and fresh, and it has almost a pink blush to it. If you like ginger a lot, you can always add more. If it's not your favorite, you could leave it out completely and maybe add orange zest and orange juice. I'm going to put a pinch of dried vanilla. I'm going to add a little bit of one of my seasonings, which is... called New Regime Blend.
There's a little bit of everything in this, too. Like, there's some anise in here?
Yes, there's star anise, there's some ground pepper, there's fennel seeds, coriander. Okay, and finally we're going to add the rhubarb. Okay, and then we're going to cook this down until it becomes kind of like a chutney or compote.
The cheese we're using for our cheese plate comes from Judy Shad and the folks at Capriole Farms in Greenville, Indiana. They've been making handcrafted cheeses with milk from their herd of animals for over 30 years now.
Actually, I even used her cheeses when I was in New York City. These are her aged cheeses. These are kind of her masterpieces, so they should be enjoyed alone. This is the Wabash Cannonball. Then we have the Old Kentucky Tome, and then the Juliana. That one's real funky, so you have to be a cheese lover to like that one. And the rhubarb compote is a perfect accompaniment for these cheeses. And then we're going to serve it with something I know you don't like very much, but our little biscuits.
Oh, gosh, I hate those. Ugh.
So we have some of our grandma's biscuits that I've cut up and toasted lightly.
And see, by hate, I mean really sort of adore, because they're fantastic.
And we're going to use them in another upcoming episode where we're going to make some strawberry shortcake. So they just have a way of coming back. They're one of those comfort foods that I use a lot. And what you can do with the leftover biscuits is what we're doing today. You can cut them, toast them off, and use them as biscuit biscottis and accompany them with goat cheeses and different desserts. So that is our Hoosier cheese plate with the rhubarb ginger compote.
A note about cheese, it should be served at room temperature for maximum flavor and so that it softens a little bit. Check out recipes, photos, and archived episodes on our website, eartheats.org. While you're there, add photos of your kitchen creations to our Flickr page. From the homepage, scroll down to the bottom right and click on Add Your Photos.
Support for Earth Eats comes from Blooming Foods Market and Deli. Information at bloomingfoods.coop.
Production support also comes from goodsforcooks.com, online at goodsforcooks.com.
Earth Eats is a production of WFIU Public Media. Thanks for listening. I'm Chef Daniel Orr.
And I'm Annie Corrigan. See you next time.